We're coming to you live from Southern California. Welcome to today's edition of the Bud Lenterman Broadcast. I'm your host, Hank Hanegraaff, friends of the Christian Research Institute. We're delighted that you've joined us for the broadcast today. I invite you to join us on air with your question in the U.S. or Canada by simply dialing 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Our address, the Christian Research Institute, Box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California, zip code 92688. Our telephone number, area code 714-858-6100. Again, that number 714-858-6100. Remember, if you're ordering materials or making donations using Visa, MasterCard, or the Discover card, we have a special toll-free line dedicated to you. That number, 888-7000. CRI. You can also catch us on the internet at www.equip.org. And again, people listening all over the world now. Mentioned a few days ago that I was in Jerusalem, and had someone come up to me and say, I listen to the Bible Way broadcast each and every day on the internet. So welcome to our listeners around the world on the internet. Today's a very special broadcast. I have in studio with me two dear friends and their wives, Joseph Dikach, who is the Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, Greg Elbrecht, who is the head of Plain Truth Ministries, and Joe brought his wife Tammy, and Greg brought his wife Karen. Greg and Karen and I were in Israel and had a wonderful time together. And it is, as always, wonderful to have you in studio with us, Greg.
Thanks, Hank. It's great to be here, and we had a great time in Israel in the sun. A beautiful time.
I can't remember laughing so much as I did on that trip. All of us enjoyed the synergism of the group.
Yeah, it was a time. It was a time for all of us who were on the trip, ministry leaders, denominational leaders, to get together and to get to know one another. The fellowship was just really remarkable, wonderful.
People appreciated you, and I know a lot of people would have loved to have you there as well, Joe. But didn't work out in your schedule.
No, but maybe next time. I've been to the Jerusalem area three times, and it is a special place to go visit. There's a sense of history that you feel. I would love to go with you and Kathy and whatever group you assemble.
Well, we'll have to look at doing that in the next few years. I know that Greg and I pulled so many pranks on one another that we've dubbed it the Unholy Trip to the Holy Land. You've just come out with a brand new book that is really making an impact because it tells the story of your personal transformation by grace.
Absolutely.
It's called Transformed by the Truth, and this is a book that we're going to be talking about on this broadcast because we want to put this book in the hands of as many people as we possibly can. I think it's particularly important for people in counter-cult ministry in that it really gives one a sense of what is possible if we trust God and if our attempt is to reach as opposed to repel.
Absolutely true. I think that part and parcel of what we try to say in the book is that there were some who met us with a lot of skepticism as we came out of our cave, but there were some who, let's say, readily embraced us, and they gave us the encouragement we needed. And I think that's a key thing, ministering to people who are trapped with a cultic worldview. You need to find a way to connect, not to repel.
Joe, not only has there been a tremendous impact in the lives of people who are members of the Worldwide Church of God, but I think the impact was far beyond that. There's a ripple effect.
Absolutely true. Two things that I've seen or I've observed. One is a positive encouragement to the whole Christian community. I've met people who are out in the front lines working to help Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons, and thinking of two fellows in particular that I met at one congregation I was invited to speak at, and they were all but ready to quit. They were so discouraged, but after they heard our story, they came up and hugged me and said, I'm ready to do this for another two more years. So it was revitalizing to them to hear of God's sovereignty and how we keep trusting Him and He answers. The other end, the other ripple, is I think the entire Sabbatarian community has felt some tremors from this. And I think some would like to try and contain those tremors. Others others can't. So I think God is still moving, still has some work to accomplish among the Sabbatarian community.
The book starts out with a chapter entitled, Is This a Con? People still think this might be a con?
There are some who still feel that way. I'd say that it's the minority that's, and that's the size of that group is decreasing. Because as the story gets out, the people who were skeptical after they read the book or they meet and have an exchange with us, they see that it's genuine. But it was an uphill battle at first. And I can appreciate the sensitivity and the skepticism that some people had, because after all, for 50 years, we called all other churches some pretty bad names. False Christian, so-called, was the nicest among them. And when suddenly we start saying that some of the things we taught weren't true, immediately people said, now, what's they trying to pull here? What's the con? But after they hear the whole story, the majority say, praise God, this is a genuine move.
I remember being in Big Sandy at the commencement address for the university, Ambassador University, and you and I were sitting around one night talking, and we began to talk about the embryonic ideas for a book like this. Now the book is out, and what kind of impact do you see this book having?
For people who are within the fellowship of the Worldwide Church of God, I've gotten some comments that are very gratifying, heartwarming to me. One is that it's given them a sense of closure. They read the book, they feel that this is a chapter now that's ended and they can move forward. And I think that's very important. If we can, like a doctor can do something to advance healing or progress the healing, I think that's something that we can do spiritually speaking, with someone's spiritual formation. If we can advance their relationship with God, nurture them, move them closer toward Him, help them hear God more clearly than they were hearing before, I think that's a good thing. Those kind of comments are gratifying. Outside our fellowship, the kind of stories I heard are, wow, this is an encouragement. I didn't know this had happened. This is wonderful. God is really doing something here. Is this a benchmark or some sign of a new revival? Some people get real excited about it to that extent. And of course, we always hope that we'll see some special move of God. But I don't know that this is some benchmark that calls for some significant worldwide revival. But it's good news.
Well, I'll tell you, it is. I was privileged to write the foreword to this book, and I write, the Worldwide Church of God has embarked upon a course virtually uncharted in church history, a course that has taken from the kingdom of the cults to the kingdom of Christ. In Transformed by Truth, Joseph DeCotch, leader of the Worldwide Church of God, candidly describes the movement's transformation from the perspective of his own personal awakening. This is a very personal book for you.
Very much so. I tell my story. And I know that everyone's story isn't identical, but I think it's good to be able to tell your story. And I have an opportunity to tell it from a larger perspective of the history of the Worldwide Church of God, from an insider's view.
Greg, you're one of the point men in this move, but you've seen firsthand of the kind of pain and trauma that someone like Joe has gone through, Tammy, his wife, as well. This was not an easy thing to do.
No. Joe was talking about revival, Hank, and I think the neat thing about this book is that this is not a revival without substance. It's a revival that came out of, as you often talk about, Reformation. And the Reformation had to be of long-held traditional beliefs and traditions, as those were put over against truth, and people were confronted with that. Now, over here I have truth, over here I have the Word of God, and over here is what I have always believed, I held dear and near. What do I do with this? And so when we talk of revival in the Worldwide Church of God, it was born out of Reformation.
Mm-hmm. And real personal pain.
Yes. There was a cost.
Yes. That comes with standing for truth.
no matter what the cost.
And I'd like to say, Hank, I don't think that had we known the cost ahead of time, well, we didn't really want to do this. I don't think when God works in the lives of believers that if you knew what was entailed, do you want to do this? Do you want to follow God? Do you want to take up the cross and follow Him? Not really. It was done in spite of us, not because of any of us. And so, yes, there was a great deal of cost, but there's a great deal of joy on the other hand as well. So Joe likes to talk about the joy of the Lord and the suffering of the Lord, and we've learned both of them during this journey. You never saw yourself as part of the continuum of church history, and yet, as we were in Israel together, and I saw you fellowshipping with other church leaders, I mean, the bond there that you have in Christ is unbreakable and has to be a great joy to you.
It is a great joy. Karen and I both really enjoyed meeting with, getting to know you and Kathy, of course, better. But people like, when I was listening to you talk to Joe, Grant Gustafson, the chairman, the president of the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, he's that person who was just so filled with excitement about this story because he'd heard Herbert Armstrong and Ted Armstrong on the radio and televisions for so many years. And here's a man who spent all of his life in the electronic media, Christian electronic media, and now to see the teachings of this church change in such a dramatic way. Brent Gustafson is I called him our unpaid PR man. He's just so excited. And so there's another group of people who are so excited about seeing and reading this book.
One thing that this book does, Joe, is forever puts to rest the idea that this is a con, that this is a facade, that there's some kind of an angle or hook here. This is genuine reformation on a personal level, on a corporate level. And I have seen this not only in your lives, but in the lives of so many members of the Worldwide Church of God around the United States, Canada. Virtually every single time I speak somewhere, there are pastors or church members from the Worldwide Church of God who come up and say, we are so grateful for what the leadership of the Worldwide Church of God has been willing to do. We know there's a sacrifice. We know there's a price that's been paid. And we don't need to go into that detail right here on the broadcast, but I can tell everybody, I know firsthand that you've gone through some very difficult times. Some real persecution because of the stand that you have been willing to take.
Yeah.
But you have seen your life and your movement not from the perspective of time, but rather from the perspective of eternity.
That's absolutely true. I didn't have the panoramic view that I believe that I'm learning now. In the past, worship was a once-a-week thing. That's not to say I didn't have daily devotionals. I did, but now worship has taken on a whole new dimension for me. I'm joining in with the saints from the first century and time forward, praising God. And I have a sense of geography and a sense of how God is transcendent that I never had before. And I can put it into words, but for some people, unless they've experienced what I'm saying, they don't connect. And sadly, that's where our suffering has been, with those that in our own group that we couldn't connect with, and we split off into three or four different other groups. And that's where the story of the pain is. And our passion is to try to reach out to those people, but often they don't want to hear from us. So.
If you want to join in on the conversation, you can call us at 1-888-275-4265. Your questions for Joseph Tkach, Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God, Greg Albrecht, who heads up Plain Truth Ministries. Again, the number to call, 888-275-4265. I'll tell you something. Every single believer listening to my voice right now needs to pick up the phone and get transformed by truth. This is a book that will be an encouragement to you. I think what this book is about more than anything else is the real understanding that you can make a difference while there is yet time. Not only a difference with people individually, but you can make a difference with whole movements if you will become an equipped Christian, ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, with gentleness and with respect. And I think that's the real key, with gentleness
end with respect. I think the operative words are reach rather than repel. The back of the book says, for nearly 70 years, the Worldwide Church of God, founded by Herbert W. Armstrong, preached a different gospel. Then, in December 1994, 8 years after Armstrong's death, the church publicly renounced its unorthodox teachings, embracing historic Christianity. What happened? Towards the end of his life, Armstrong himself expressed the first doubts. Soon falsehood after falsehood fell away and the plain truth prevailed. In this fast-paced narrative, Joseph DeCotch, son of Armstrong's handpicked successor and head of the church, tells this remarkable account of the transforming power of the gospel. And that's what it's all about, the transforming power of the gospel. If you change a heart, everything else changes. Whole organizations change, and that's exactly what's happened with the Worldwide Church of God. Transformed by Truth, available now through the Christian Research Institute. You'll want to get a hold of it as quickly as you possibly can. Our operators are standing by, 714-858-6100. Again, the number 714-858-6100. Transformed by Truth, written by Joseph DeCotch, the dramatic story of the Worldwide Church of God's return to orthodoxy, and will include the Christian Research Journal article on the Worldwide Church of God, and we'll give you the tapes of the broadcast, all for a suggested donation of $25 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can order by mail when you write P.O. Box 7000, Rancho, Santa Margarita, California, zip code 92688. We'll be back with more in just a few moments, so don't fix that dial. Roman Catholicism. Some say it's a cult. Others believe that it's a bona fide Christian denomination. Well, which side is correct? Let's see our perspective in a moment.
CRI Perspective is presented by the Christian Research Institute. The purpose of this feature is to provide seriously based, well-researched answers to questions and concepts that challenge biblical Christianity. And now, for today's perspective, here is CRI's president, Hank Hanegraaff.
While Protestants continue to disagree over the issue, CRI firmly maintains that Roman Catholicism is a religious system which includes both Orthodox biblical Christianity and elements of unbiblical or cultic doctrine and practice. In other words, we recognize the Roman Catholic Church historically has affirmed the essential teachings of the Bible while also teaching doctrines which are inconsistent with the affirmation and which seriously compromise the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge the presence in Roman Catholicism of many genuine brothers and sisters in the Lord, while also recognizing that many of those within Roman Catholicism worldwide appear to be lost. Although certain doctrines and practices in Roman Catholicism might properly be termed heretical, we would not label them as a cult, for example, like the Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons. The errors of Roman Catholicism are heretical in the sense that they compromise or undermine the Orthodox confession of the Church. In short, we regard Roman Catholicism as neither a biblically sound Christian church nor a cult, but a Christian church with a mixture of Orthodox and erroneous teaching. And by the way, we take this stand fully aware of the fact that many are going to criticize us for it. In fact, Catholics will take issue with us because we're critical of many of their teachings. Protestants label us because we don't strongly criticize Roman Catholicism. In fact, there have been some Protestants who have accused us at CRI of being Jesuit-controlled. Well, our concern is not to please men, but to speak the truth in love. Obviously, we're not in any way controlled by the Roman Catholic Church, but on the other hand, we're not afraid to speak out against its heresies either. One thing we are unwilling to do is to misrepresent Roman Catholicism or to exaggerate its faults. That would be patently unfair. At CRI, we've always striven for balance. On Roman Catholicism, that's the CRI perspective. I'm Hank Hanegraaff.
A free transcript of today's commentary is available through the Christian Research Institute International. Now, if you would like more information on the defense of the Christian faith, how to solve alleged Bible difficulties, or how to witness to members of non-Christian cults, write the Christian Research Institute, P.O. Box 7000, Rancho Santa Margarita, California, 92688.
So And welcome back to the Vital Instrument Broadcast. I'm your host, Hank Hanegraaff, President of the Christian Research Institute. We're delighted that you've joined us for the broadcast today. A very special broadcast. We have Joseph DeCotch, Pastor General of the Worldwide Church of God. We have Greg Albrecht, who's the Executive Director and Editor-in-Chief of Plain Truth Ministries. And before we go further, let me mention once again that you need to get the book Transformed by Truth. It is a testimony that truth does indeed transform. It's an aptly titled book. It is a fast-paced book. There's tremendous information in the book. It is an incredible resource. You have the roots of the Worldwide Church of God. You can see, even though the roots of the Worldwide Church of God had some significant flaws, the fruit of the Worldwide Church of God today is fantastic. And this book will strengthen your faith and make you understand just how important it is for you to be an equipped Christian, a Christian that can make a difference. Transformed by Truth, the story of Joseph DeCotch's personal transformation, the transformation of his family, the transformation of the movement. Available through the Christian Research Institute when you dial 714-858-6100 or you call P.O. Box or write to P.O. Box 1000 Rancho, Santa Margarita, California, zip code 92688. By the way, if you're ordering using Visa, MasterCard, or the Discover Card, dial 888-7000-CRI. One of the joys of the transformation, Greg, is the Plain Truth magazine, which was at one time devoted to millennial madness, but now is devoted to real Orthodox Christian issues. The perspective has changed dramatically. It's a magazine I feel very comfortable saying to people, you need to subscribe to this magazine, one of the best magazines out in the Christian world today.
Thank you for saying so. We believe so, and by God's grace, we think we have a wonderful magazine. It is, in fact, Joe tells a story in the book of a pastor who was in the doctor's office waiting to see his doctor and picked up a copy of the Plain Truth, and he hadn't made any changes with the Worldwide Church of God or the Plain Truth, so he's leafing through it, and he becomes increasingly more agitated because he can't find anything wrong in the magazine. And the doctor, fortunately, takes about 30 minutes or so to see him, and still after 30 minutes, he can't find anything wrong. So he goes in, sees the doctor and the rest of it, and still is worried by this. And about 2 weeks later, he sees another pastor come, and he says, "Hey, you know, I think I'm losing my spiritual discernment. I picked up the Plain Truth the other day. I couldn't see through the errors, and I know they've got errors." And his pastor friend had not read the book yet, but he'd heard the story. And he says, "I've got news for you. That Plain Truth magazine is the real thing now. It is the Plain Truth. It's been changed dramatically, and there aren't any errors in it." But that's the kind of impression that many people have, because they're familiar with the old Plain Truth, and they're really bothered by, well, is this really okay now? And we're getting some wonderful, wonderful response from people who advertise in the magazine, people who are freelance writers who are writing for the magazine. We have some really top-notch writers. And so we're pleased about where the magazine's going.
Talk to people.
You know, you were going to ask me that question. I forgot the 1-800 number.
We'll get it before the show's over.
What do you do with a guy that
forgets his own 1-800 number?
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
You got the big chance.
You've not only produced a tremendous magazine now that is committed to biblical orthodoxy, but you're producing other products as well.
We've got some wonderful videos. In fact, we're doing a video,
and if we knew the number, we could tell people.
If we knew the number, we could probably get people, but this video is not ready yet. I'm going to tell about, but I hope that we can talk Hank Hanegraaff into perhaps promoting this book.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see it. My
Millennial mind. Madness, and this is a topic which every Christian needs to know more about, and who better to talk about this topic than the Worldwide Church of God, who certainly led the way in predicting the end of the world a number of times, that is, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and of course, it hasn't happened yet. For those out there who
didn't know,
and we were wrong, and we examined the reason, the rationale, the logic that led us to those conclusions, and obviously it was flawed. And of course, we've interviewed Hank Hanegraaff and a few other people, Gordon Fee, and a number of other Christian scholars, and we're pretty excited about that. They just brought me the number. Can I get it on? Here's the number.
Your number.
Here's the number. 1-800-309
4466 for the Plain Truth. $12.95 a year, six issues. Great magazine.
Okay, just
thanks
tenants,
for the time to plug
tenants. You got to name it. You got to read it one more time.
1-800
and then memorize it.
309-4466. And pretty soon I'll be able to say it like Rancho Santa Margarita. That's Rancho with an R.
No, Rancho with an O.
That's
Rancho with an O.
Santa Margarita.
That's right.
Okay,
okay,
fine.
But